Opening our Jazz Northwest for today here on KNKX, that was Corey Weeds, Vancouver, BC tenor saxophonist, playing in New York at Small's Jazz Club with a New York band, including David Hazeltine on piano and Joe Magnarelli on trumpet. Paul Gill was the bass player and Jason Taman on drums from a recently issued album called It's Easy to Remember, recorded at Small's in March of 2016. A new release on Cellar Live label out of Vancouver. The tune written by David Hazeltine is called Bossa for All. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, a regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene, which comes your way every Sunday at this time here on KNKX, connecting you with jazz around the region. Here is music from a new recording just issued, but recorded some 50 years ago, taken from broadcasts I was doing in the 1960s from a jazz club in Seattle called The Penthouse, which was located at First and Cherry. This new release, which just came out this weekend, is called Groovin' Hard, live at The Penthouse with The Three Sounds, featuring Gene Harris and Andy Simpkins and three different drummers, recorded over several different dates at The Penthouse. These were live broadcasts. They were recorded at the studio as they were being broadcast. It just came out on vinyl this weekend as a special limited edition, 1,500 copies only. And after that, in January, a CD version will be coming out. We'll hear a couple of tunes taken, the first one from 1968 with Andy Simpkins and Carl Burnett, bass and drums, joining Gene Harris in the Neil Hefti tune Girl Talk, and we'll follow that up with Andy Simpkins and Khalil Mahdi on drums from 1966 playing The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Here are The Three Sounds, Groovin' Hard, live at The Penthouse in the 60s. Gene Harris and the Three Sounds from a newly issued recording, Groovin' Hard, live at the Penthouse, from live radio broadcasts in the 60s here in Seattle, from the Penthouse, which was located at First and Cherry down the Pioneer Square area. We heard two titles, Girl Talk and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, both with Gene Harris on piano and Andy Simpkins on bass. Carl Burnett was the drummer in the first one. Khalil Mahdi was the drummer in the one just heard. Girl Talk and The Night Has a Thousand Eyes from this new LP, a vinyl version of the recordings from the Penthouse, first issued on Record Store Day last Friday, Black Friday, currently available in a limited form on vinyl. And the CD version comes out in January. And big thanks to Bernie Grundman, who's the mastering engineer in Hollywood, who pointed up the sound on these recordings. It really sound great. Beautiful job. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Jazz activity going on around the area today and this week. Bob Hammer is playing at Vito's tonight at 6. Taj Mahal is at Jazz Alley. And the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is playing at Tula's tonight. Monday night, Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes will be playing at Tula's. Tuesday, Roberta Gamberini opens a two-night stint at Jazz Alley. Tuesday and Wednesday, wonderful singer. Don't miss her. She's one of the best out there these days. A couple of visiting artists at Tula's this week. First, from Chicago, Frank Catalano will be leading a quartet with Delvon Lamar, Andy Coe, and Devon Lewis. The Chicago tenor saxophonist will be at Tula's Wednesday night only. And then Thursday, visiting from New York, is Spike Wilner, pianist who is leading his trio. They'll be playing at Tula's, as well as Piccola Cellars in North Bend on Tuesday night, and Whatcom Arts Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night, and then Tula's on Thursday night. That's a Spike Wilner trio. Also on Thursday, Roy Hargrove Quintet opens at Jazz Alley and plays Thursday through Sunday. Friday, Greta Matassa will be singing at Tula's and Jovino Santos Neto at Vito's, and Jacqueline Tabor at Tula's on Saturday, and Choro Loco at the North City Bistro Saturday. For more information, see the KNKX Jazz Calendar and also very complete calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music from Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, recorded live in the Art of Jazz series at Seattle Art Museum. And this is with John Hansen on piano, Michael Van Beber on trumpet, Dan Marcus on trombone, Jay Thomas playing tenor sax and flugel, and Michael Glenn on bass and Adam Kessler on drums. Another live recording from the Art of Jazz, live at SAM. Here is a tune by Ray Bryant called Tonk. Thank you.
You said you'd get yourself a real good job. You said you had connections in a high place. Time has passed and I ain't seen a dollar yet. I buy our food and pay our rent, but that's about to stop, oh you bet, 'cause I've got no patience left. You said you'd love me till the day you die. You said you'd buy me flowers, diamonds and furs. Every night you come home high or drunk or worse. But here's a thing for you to see, I changed the locks and set you free. 'Cause you sure ain't nothing but a gemf. Shoo-doo-boo-wee, every night you come home high or drunk or worse. But here's a thing for you to see. Ha! I changed the locks and set you free. 'Cause you sure ain't nothing but a sham.
Roberta Gamberini singing a song, a tune that was written by the tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin called JAMF, J-A-M-F. Which is an acronym for something we can't say on the air. Roberta Gamberini singing here with wonderful pianist out of the Denver area, Eric Gunnison. Neil Swainson was on bass, Montez Coleman on drums, and the lyrics for the Johnny Griffin tune by Roberta Gamberini. Singing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. She'll be singing with some of the members of the group, which will also be with trumpet and flugelhorn player Roy Hargrove, who opens there on Thursday and plays through Sunday. All good players, but one I'm particularly struck with is the pianist, Sullivan Fortner, who I think has a new recording of his own. Very impressive pianist, and he's going to be playing there all week, backing up first Roberta Gamberini on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Roy Hargrove Thursday through Sunday at Jazz Alley. Before Roberta Gamberini, we were listening to Jay Thomas leading his sextet called the Cantaloupes. Jay Thomas on tenor sax there with Michael Van Bever on trumpet, Dan Marcus playing, I think maybe flugelbone on that particular track. John Hansen was the pianist with Michael Glenn on bass and Adam Kessler on drums, and the tune by Ray Bryant called Tonk. You're listening to 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoon with Jazz Northwest. Here's the Kareem Candy Band. Kareem Candy, the tenor saxophonist, is joined by Delvon Lamar on organ, Devon Lewis at the drums, and You Make Me Feel So Young. Thank you. That was Ben Rozeth on alto sax with his quartet from his new CD, Isaro. And he was joined there by Alex Brown on piano, Haggai Cohen-Milo on bass, and Ferenc Nemeth on drums, and an original tune titled The Soft Spot. All nine tunes in this new recording by Ben Rozeth are originals by the alto saxophonist, who is Garfield High graduate, and he also went to New England Conservatory and Tufts University, and his debut CD, Isaro. Before that, Kareem Candy Band, Kareem Candy the tenor saxophonist with Delvon Lamar at the organ and Devon Lewis on drums, and the standard You Make Me Feel So Young from Kareem Candy's most recent CD, Hourglass. Time for just one more on 88.5 KNKX, connecting you to jazz, blues, and NPR news. And this one comes from Spike Willner Trio. Spike is going to be playing three gigs in the area with his New York trio, and he's going to be playing at Piccola Cellars in North Bend on Tuesday night, Whatcom Jazz Music and Arts Center at Unity Spiritual Center in Bellingham on Wednesday night, and then at Tula's on Thursday night. Spike is heard here on piano with Tyler Mitchell on bass and Anthony Pinciotti on drums. This is the title tune from his latest trio recording, Cohen. Thank you. some Fleet finger work there from Spike Wilner with his trio. Spike Wilner at the piano, Tyler Mitchell on bass, Anthony Pinciotti on drums. That's the title tune from the Spike Wilner Trio's latest CD, Koan, K-O-A-N. That's a term which is a paradoxical anecdote or riddle used in Zen Buddhism. And the title tune from the new album. And the trio is going to be playing three gigs in the Northwest in the next week, playing at Piccola Cellars at North Bend on Tuesday, Whatcom Jazz Music and Arts Center in Bellingham on Wednesday, and Tula's on Thursday. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed our music today here on Jazz Northwest and that you get out and enjoy some live jazz in the area in the next week. We'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at the same time. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues.